Let's talk emergency management, September Emergency Preparedness Month, and Natasha Cundy with us. Natasha, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Doing well here. How are you all doing?
Well, we're rolling along here. The month is underway and various activities scheduled to remind us what we need to be doing, emergency preparedness. So where do you want to start?
Yes. So we'll talk about our 30 days, 30 ways of preparedness for the month. That's our campaign that we have going on our social media for Facebook. If you visit our page, you can go on there and comment on the different activities that we have every day this month to help everybody prepare for emergencies. So far this past week, we talked about setting goals, and that includes building a kit, making a plan, and just being prepared in general to get everybody kicked off for the month. There's also a calendar on there for the month that you can print and hang on your refrigerator, PDF format. Then you can keep up with what all we're doing every day and help you with talking to your family, your kids about preparedness. We talked about signing up for emergency alerts. You can go on the county website under emergency management to sign up for Code Red, which is the emergency alerting system for the county. And we also got into the theme for this year, which is older adults and preparedness, how to prepare for older adults at home, if you live in a care facility, any of those places, how to talk to your neighbors. We'll be talking about many of those different aspects throughout the month for older adults. And make sure if you're planning for your parents or an elderly person that you know that you talk to them about your plan for them. Recently, my uncle went out of town, and he lives beside my 91-year-old grandmother. And instead of talking to her about, you know, what she wanted while he was gone, he called his sister from Texas to come up and stay with her for the week. And Grandma was not happy to be babysat.
I can imagine.
Make sure you're talking to them about what they want as well. She's more than capable to stay at home by herself, and she has another daughter that lives down the street that could have checked on her, so make sure you talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like your own family emergency preparedness week. So, well, you've got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of irons in the fire. Any response yet that we can touch on from the community?
No, we haven't had anything recently that's going on, like major, any disasters. We did put out, just to make sure that you're aware of the different types of disasters that could happen in our community. So the big ones are flooding, fire, winds, tornado, you know, severe weather. Those are the big impacts that we can have. So have plans in place on what you would do if those happened. But pay attention to evacuation orders if they were put out or shelter in place. 3 days we focused on planning this week as far as making an emergency plan. And then discussing that plan with your family and practicing it. It's good to practice that plan at least a couple times a year, if not monthly. You know, make sure everybody goes over it at least once, especially if you've got little kids, so that they remember what the plan is and what they're supposed to do, where they're supposed to meet, how you're going to communicate during a disaster, and talk about not just what you're going to do at home, but what you're going to do if you're at work and they're at school or if they're at home by themselves. How's everybody going to communicate? Where are you going to meet? Do you have a neighbor somewhere that they can go if they need to, if something's going on? That type of information.
How about...
And then updating your contact information and phone numbers list.
How about touching on what you mentioned a little bit ago there, Code Red. In other words, letting us know something is going on, right?
Is that cell phone based, or is it email, or what is it?
You can sign up to receive it through text or email or a phone call. And you can decide how you want to receive the alerts and what type of alerts you want to receive. If you go to SalineCountyKS.gov/emergency-management, there's a button on our page that'll take you straight to the Code Red website. And you can sign up for alerts there. We also post regularly on social media when there's any big events going on, any disasters, to get information out to the public as quick as possible. We use a big yellow emergency management photo, and all of the information will be under that post for that photo for that event, so that you don't have to go find what's the most updated information on different posts. It's all shared in one location. and we send updates out as we can and as things change and progress during an event.
Well, one of the best times, Natasha, to exercise the plan that you put together for your family, I think one of the best times to do it be when they're testing the sirens.
Yes, and we test monthly. First Monday of the month is typically when we test, but due to the holiday this month, we will be testing this coming week. And so listen for that. We test at 4 p.m. Think about where you are at 4 p.m. How would your family respond if there was a tornado coming through and the sirens were going off? How would you communicate? How would you let each other know where you are and that you're safe and check on each other? How are you going to check on your loved ones, any elderly that may live nearby? Do you have a plan with them? If you don't have somewhere to shelter when a tornado is barreling down on us, do you have a plan for where you're going to go? Make that plan and put it in place before an event happens. And don't wait until we have the tornado sirens going off to go find somewhere to shelter if there's bad weather. If there's a chance of a tornado that day, you don't want to wait until the sirens are going off. It's too late to try to get to wherever you're sheltering if it's not right downstairs in your basement. And really, you should go ahead and be down there and shelter as well. But if there's a severe weather risk that day and you don't have somewhere safe at home, talk to a neighbor, talk to a family member, find somewhere that you can go and just hang out for the day to make sure that you can get in a shelter that's appropriate and hopefully shelter you from the storm.
Because I know in my place, I'm 424 square feet. There ain't a whole lot of places in my place to hide. I mean, the bathtub is right up against one of the outer walls. So I'm thinking me up there north, on the north end of town, I'm almost looking at running for the Salvation Army.
Well, yeah.
If they're open.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, you know, talking to you, you were here a couple of weeks ago, and now we'll be talking with emergency management during the month. There are so many things going on that you folks have planned that we need to take advantage of, but one of the biggest mistakes we can make is simply not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, that's terrible, that hurricane in Florida or that tornado in Iowa. Gee, that's terrible. Yeah, well, it can happen here.
Yeah. What yes. You going to do?
Yeah.
Yes, and with a hurricane, at least you have a lot of leeway leading up to that. You know it's coming. You have days to prepare. In our case, a lot of the things, we'll have some notifications from the National Weather Service leading up to severe weather days, but a lot of people don't pay attention to that. It's good to make sure that you're paying attention to when severe weather days are predicted, how strong the predictions are for that day. And if there's a chance for tornadoes, high winds, hail, have a plan for what you're going to do and maybe change plans if you're planning on being outdoors when that event's going to happen. Maybe see if you can do it earlier in the day, later in the day when the weather's supposed to be passed. You know, change things around as you need to make sure that you're prepared and your family's safe if we have any severe weather.
And one of the best tools that you can have in your house right now is a weather radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, and you can buy those at many of the local stores, Walmart, Ace Hardware. A lot of the hardware stores and big box stores sell those. You can also get them on Amazon. And if you have any issues with programming those, you can bring your weather radio into our office, and we can program it for you if you need assistance.
Well, you mentioned tornadoes / hurricanes, and after living in Florida for so many years, I don't know how many times I've been asked, would you rather have a hurricane or a tornado? I said, well, I'd prefer not to have either one, mm-hmm. but I think if I had to take my choice, it would be a hurricane, because as you said,
you can see it.
You know it's coming,
right.
And you've got days to get ready. We used to sit on the beach, which is probably not the thing we should have done, and you can see the thing out there building, and you know it's going to come in, but with the tornado, you look up and, oh, there it is.
Yeah, hello.
Yep, and I would agree. I lived in Mississippi when Katrina came through, and I would much rather deal with hurricane than tornadoes. Hurricane, at least you have plenty of time to prepare. And you can leave very early and get out of the area if you want to evacuate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe, unless you're in Key West.
Right.
Right. Well, you have days. It doesn't take days to get out of Key West to the mainland. You can evacuate.
For people who don't know, there's only one highway
right
out of Key West to head to Miami, and when the hurricane warnings go up, you can't hardly move on that road. Mm. But anyway, around here we're unlikely to have a hurricane,
right?
But tornadoes anytime. Do you, as one of the people who should know how we're doing around here, are we ready as we could? You're never ready, but are we ready?
Yes, we are ready. Our staff is ready to respond to any type of event that we have, and we have partners that we can call in to assist depending on the size of the event. We work regularly with all of our first responders and organizations, both public and private, city, county, to prepare for any type of disaster that we could have. We work on our plans, we exercise those plans, and we make changes as needed based on those exercises on how we can do things better. We also take any event that we have and do an after action for it and look at things that could have been done better and make those changes as we need to for future events.
Well, people can go online. Of course, you can go online for almost anything. Mm-hmm. But you've got the website, and there's just about everything you need to know is on your computer, if you have a computer. But the first thing to do is get into the computer or the phone or whatever and figure out what you're going to do if it comes down your street, right?
Yep, and continue following us on Facebook. We're going to continue our 30 Days, 30 Ways campaign. If you comment on the posts throughout the month, we will be doing a drawing in October, giving away emergency kits to individuals that commented on the post. We're doing 5 kits a week each week for this month that we'll be drawing for in October. So pay attention to that, and then also monitor your inbox next month so that if we try to contact you to pick up your kit, you can pick it up.
Okay, well, we thank you for joining us this morning. We will do this again next week. Saturday.
Yeah.
Each Saturday during the month, we're going to talk with emergency management about this stuff and what they're doing for that given week. So have a good one, and we hope we don't talk to you again.
Until next Saturday.
Next Saturday is a voluntary visit. Otherwise, something's wrong. So thank you, ma'am. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.